speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Were the seven chosen to look after the needs of the Grecian widows deacons? Believe it or not, this question has been debated throughout the religious world and into the brotherhood throughout every age, I believe, many decades. Brethren have dealt with this issue. Are we dealing with disciples in, or excuse me, are we dealing with deacons in Acts chapter 6, verses 2 and following, or are we dealing with other types of servants? It's interesting, as this question was handed in, I tried to approach every question that people present to me with somewhat of a fresh start. And what I mean by that is I want to dig at it in different ways maybe that I've not dug before. And this time I dug into the serving tables. I found some information with regard to this question amongst the brotherhood, and hence challenged me even to dig a little bit deeper myself. The serving tables, as you get to the Greek word, and I'm going to try to pronounce the Greek terminology as best I possibly can here, dikaionein and taparizis. And that is the serving tables. As you take the first Greek term there, it is a form of the root term dikaios, which is also transliterated deaconess from time to time. We derive the word deacon from this Greek word, dikaios. It is given from time to time in a verb sense as well as from a noun. In the verb, it describes the actions. It describes an individual who is engaged as a servant. Hence, these individuals were serving tables. Helps us to gather this from the context. Also given in a noun form. The noun would refer to the person, if you would, or the ones from time to time, who is doing the serving. What does this mean? In this context, it is a functional, not an official, designation. What I mean by this is they were men who served as servants in the church. They are not necessarily deacons. By this, we understand, is that all deacons, or dikaioses, they are deacons, all servants, if you would, or excuse me, all who serve as deacons are servants, but not all servants are deacons. So, in this context, it is open for consideration as to if we're dealing with the first deacons in the church or if we're just dealing with deacons in general. I want us to think about the big picture as to what God presents with regard to deacons being appointed and serving in the church. From what we find in the first century writings with regard to the church as well as the first century examples, every instance that I have studied, there were elders who were appointed in the church, and then we find deacons also serving where there is an eldership. And therefore, these deacons are working under the oversight of the eldership. Therefore, I conclude myself off of my personal studies is that in Acts chapter 6 and verse 2 and following, we're dealing with servants in the church, but not specifically deacons in the church. Why? Because they do not fit the broader context of what God says is necessary, as I would see it, based out of what I'm inferring from my study, that they would have elders to serve under.